Let's bring in Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, and Shira Toplitz, political writer for Roll Call. Good morning to you both. And Matt, you were kind of chuckling along the way as you were listening to some of the setup here for this segment. And I guess no matter which way you look at this, you do have to kind of chuckle at what has happened with Mitt Romney so far. But this was thought to be a slam dunk for the governor. And so some folks are asking, you know, is he ready for the world stage?
Well, it's definitely a bunch of unforced errors. I think that in the long haul, no one's going to be talking about this. If Romney loses by one percentage point in November, no one's going to bring up the Olympics, I don't think. But it's a series of unforced errors, to be sure. And, you know, but I think it's going to be as forgotten as Obama's trip to Copenhagen in 2009. And you're already saying, what trip was that? But he went to get the Olympics for Chicago, and he ended up looking kind of foolish. It's just a matter of, you know, we're going to come back to what this election is about, which is going to be the economy ultimately.
Emmanuel, say we're at halftime, right? 100 days
half-time.
To go.
Half-time. First quarter.
Yeah, first quarter is what you're saying. Okay. Shira, to you, you know, it's more than just the Olympics when we are talking about these gaffes. I want to play another clip that's gotten Romney in a bit of trouble. Take a listen.
I appreciated the insights and perspectives of the leaders of the government here and opposition here, as well as the head of MI6.
Now, Shira, in the backdrop here, you know, just Tuesday, a day before he left, he criticized the leaking of national security information related to the current administration. But as you saw there, here he is, he's discussing Britain's international arm of its secret service, which was not even officially acknowledged until 1994. So, what, some 82 years after they began. So does this take away his ability then to criticize Obama on foreign policy?
I don't think it'll take away his ability. He's still probably going to criticize the president, or his advisors will criticize the president about these leaks that have allegedly come from the administration. But I think the problem here for Romney is he took this trip to reinforce his foreign policy bona fides, and a gaffe like that does not do that. It counters that effort completely.
Okay. Matt, to you, you know, he was also speaking with what might be called the equivalent of Speaker John Boehner, and he couldn't remember his name and as opposition leader in Parliament. That was another issue when he couldn't remember Ed Miliband's name. Now, when you take a look at that, will that hurt him in the long run? Should he become president of the United States?
You know, it probably won't hurt him that much. It certainly doesn't make him look good. I mean, let's remember 2008, which was much closer to September 11th than we are now, was not fought on foreign policy. It became about economics. Romney right now is trying to go to basically our strongest allies and make a hint that Obama has bungled some of those relationships. There is a critique to be had there. He's lost all ability to talk about that critique. However, I just don't think that's where the election is going to be fought right now. So ultimately, it's fun to talk about for a couple of days, but we're going to forget about it.
We are watching that point right now. It is relevant as we get closer to the debates and when he does make that key speech at the convention. But many will say, as you are saying here, Matt, that is not going to be the key issue. It's the economy. But Shira, to that point that he's making, when we look at the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, the question was asked, you know, who's best to handle foreign policy, and there's a 15-point gap. Will he be able to, Governor Mitt Romney, make up some of that space there if he can turn it around after he leaves London?
Probably not. I think his trip to Israel is in part to help his image with the Jewish community, especially back here in America. Obviously, Poland is one of our allies as well. But that is a large gap that probably he would not overcome until he was, perhaps if he would be, elected president. I think that gap is fairly sizable. But let's remember, this was one of the knocks on President Obama when he was running for his first term in 2008, that he did not have the foreign policy credentials and he would not have that experience. It's part of the reason why he picked Joe Biden, who is known for his foreign policy expertise in the Senate, as his running mate.
All right, Shira, Matt, stand by. I want to bring in another one of our guests, because this Sunday, it marks a major milestone in this presidential campaign. 100 days until Election Day, as we were just mentioning, the Obama campaign plans more than 4,200 voter registration and recruitment events, including barbecues and Olympics watching parties. The campaign is also releasing a new ad set to run during tonight's opening ceremony of the Summer Games. Here's a little bit of it.
I believe in fighting for the middle class, because if they're prospering, all of us will prosper. That's the idea of America, and that's why America is the greatest nation on earth.
I'm joined now by Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg. He's also the co-author of the new book, It's the Middle Class, Stupid. All right. Thanks for being with us, Stan. Good morning to you.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. We're talking about that 100-day mark, that milestone, that line in the sand, if you will. And some analysis has been done on the last 10 Gallup polls at 100-day mark in terms of a 7-day average. Now, 9 of the 10 of the last elections were won by the leader in the polls at that mark. What's your thought?
I think that's a pretty serious mark, and I think the president does have a real lead. It's a very close race, but the president does have a real lead, and yesterday's events don't help Mr. Romney, you know, who's been having rising negatives. So an important mark, and I think they've started to make a turn here.
You know, Stan, if you watched the cycles in the past, in recent history, if you will, how are these next 100 days, how might they be different than other previous 100-day marks?
Well, I think the debate and the convention are going to play a gigantic part, in part because there's so much advertising. The super PACs have come in with just massive advertising. If you spend any time in Ohio or in, right now even in Virginia.
And the elections themselves, too.
Right. So swamped by advertising, which means that I think the convention is a critical moment, the debate's critical moment. I think that's when people will be looking at them.
You know what's really interesting? We were looking through that 7-day, 100-day out number. And this morning and yesterday, it changed. It's now a tie. It is 46-46. Now, Sunday's the actual 100-day mark. If it stays there, we think we got it right here, Stan. This will be the first time in 70 years that it's been tied in that 100-day mark. What does that tell you about this year's election?
Well, look, the economy, stupid. Which was the title, not quite the title of our book. It's the middle class, stupid.
Almost a good name for a book. Yeah.
Economy is obviously the main driver. We've had some contraction in the economy in this quarter that's made the race tighter. Though I don't think that's where the race is. I do think Mr. Romney has strong negatives. I think Obama does have a small lead, and that's where I think we are at the 100-day point.
Now, both of the candidates would like to try to reset parts of their messaging. You were sort of nodding to that just a second ago. The president probably trying to get away from the issues of the economy. We're looking at the GDP numbers coming out today. We've got four more reports when we talk about unemployment reports. You can see that on the screen right now, perhaps. Romney has got to get people to know him, right? That's been one of the writings, our first read, NBC News first read, in fact, was making that point today. People need to get to know him better. So what would you say in terms of the major objectives for both of these candidates are?
Well, for the president, I think he's focusing the election on the middle class, and the middle class future. It's not so much getting away from the economy. If you talk to the voters, what they want to know is, what are you going to do to save the country, which means what are you going to do to rescue the middle class and allow them to prosper? If the election's fought on the future of the middle class, that's the president's turf. Mr. Romney's got to, you know, get this to a much more credible place on the economy, and him as a plausible leader. And he's not done that. The gap in the standing between the personal standing between the president and Romney is very strong. And I think on leadership, as we've seen over the last couple days, that now is also at risk.
Okay, watching the polls, Stan Greenberg. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I want to bring back Matt Welch and Shira Toplitz. Matt, what do you think about this 100-day sprint, and we're looking at the data so far?
I think it reflects that we're going to have a race to the wire, for sure, I think, because we're living in a more polarized time. Republicans are going to vote Republican. Democrats are going to vote Democratic. Those are the trend lines. It's going to be fought and won on independents. Independents backed Obama in 08. They went Republican in 2010. We don't know where they're going to go this year.
What don't we know, though? You were telling me before we got on air.
What we really don't know is what's the third-party candidate going to affect on this. Gary Johnson is polling at 5%. Historically, that means he'll probably end up lower. He's the Libertarian Party candidate. But he's going to peel off support from Romney in places like Arizona, but from Obama, potentially, in places like New Mexico, which is his home state. He's polling in the double digits. And Colorado, which has a vote to legalize marijuana.
So that's out there. Okay, great thought. Shira, what's your thought? 100 days to go.
Yeah, I think this has been one of the earliest campaigns we've seen on record. And that's because the Republican primary started pretty early. It started over a year ago, was the Iowa straw poll. And also because the general election started fairly early, because the Republican primary lasted longer. So Obama could go on the offensive way back in May. And now I think 100 days become extremely important, and much more so than the traditional campaign calendar, which usually kicked off after Labor Day. That was supposed to be the really intense campaign season. It's especially important that we have these 100 days because more voters are voting early than ever before. This is a key part of the campaign. But I think it's also important to note that this has also been a volatile cycle. Polls are going everywhere, and we don't know what it's going to look like on election day. And hire your recount lawyers.
Right. And we were heavily loaded up front during the GOP primary with all those debates. So a lot to have been to watch so far this year. Shira, thank you so much. Matt as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.